Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Just want to say on behalf of the BTN Network, our thoughts and our prayers go out to all the families and victims in Manchester today. Unfortunately, we've had another senseless act of terrorism. And I'm sure most of our audience already knows by now the bombing at the concert last night at the Manchester Arena. We all know the police are still working on it. They're still gathering information and things as this is obviously an ongoing investigation. I just wanted to take a little time before we started the show today to say that we're thinking of all of you wonderful people up there in Manchester, and our hearts go out to you today. Okay, let's get on with the show now. It is the 23rd of May, 2017. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, you Nike shoe fans and Apple Watch wearing fans, now you can do a little matchy-matchy thing. That's right, Nike has announced four new Apple Watch bands that will basically accent the shoes you're wearing. Now, according to the company, they said the new colors and bands of shoes are inspired by a shade of the sky. Basically saying from dawn till dusk, oh, ain't that nice. However, though, if you want to be matchy-matchy, get ready to cough up some money. The bands, which will go on sale June 1st, start at $49 each, and the shoes, which, by the way, also go on sale June 1st, are at $190 per pair. At least it ain't each, right? U.S. listeners of our show, and particularly the ones that are on Dish Network, have you got Alexa in your house? Well, now you can make her talk to your Dish Hopper DVR. That's right. Starting today, customers can now use Alexa to control their Hopper DVR or Wall-E satellite, and you don't even have to pick up that remote anymore. According to Dish, the Alexa search feature for your TV shows will work across the provider's content catalog, either being live or recorded, and of course, will also work with your on-demand titles. To get this love making going with Alexa and Dish, it's pretty easy to set up. You can set it up through your Dish TV skill in your Alexa app, and that'll walk you through the process of pairing the devices together. Hey, those iCloud notes, the things you deleted 30 days ago, yeah, they're still there. Now, yes, they're supposed to be permanently wiped from the server 30 days after you've deleted them. However, though, according to the Russian security firm Elcomsoft, they said, no, wait a minute, that ain't true. Stating that Apple has been keeping your deleted notes in the cloud for way, way longer. How much longer? Anywhere from 5 weeks to about 6 months longer. Now, to put your mind a little at ease, Elcomsoft, yeah, they use some special software to get into iCloud. Probably not on the up and up when it comes to, like, shall we say, technically legal. So don't look for somebody to be stumbling around and say, hey, look what I found. Somebody's grocery list from June of 2016. However, though, nonetheless, it does seem to be going against what Apple is telling us. Though it wouldn't be the first time now, would it? No. And finally, you know those radio signals we got boom, boom, blum, blum, blum all over the earth, you know, beaming right up in there to space? Well, we might be doing a lot more than communicating with aliens. We actually might be protecting ourselves from radiation. According to a study that has been recently published in the Space Science Reviews, they're saying these radio waves have been kind of hugging the globe, like some type of electromagnetic field. And they're saying that by these radio waves doing this, it's protecting it from satellite frying space radiation. Yeah, I guess there are many radiation, but apparently all the radio waves that we've got coming from the planet blocking all that radiation. Now, personally, I can't go into much more detail than what I'm telling you already right now. It's completely over my nerd mind. You're going to have to be a bigger nerd to understand this. But basically, when you're at the end of the day, it's like a natural EMP. You know, an electromagnetic pulse. Yeah, one of those things. And by doing so, it keeps all the bad stuff out in space and it never enters our planet. So the next time you see your neighbor and they may have a lot of satellite dishes and broadcasting antennas and God only knows what's going on over there, don't be too hard on them. They might be saving the planet. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. Why don't you get on over there and check it out for yourself? Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, please come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have yourself a good Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.